I'd like to welcome you to this episode of Mostly Folk. And today we're going to be speaking with and listening to the music of Caroline Doctorow. I've spoken to Caroline in the past, but she has a new album out called Dreaming in Vinyl. And she says that she wanted to hold herself to the standards of the records she loved in the 60s and 70s. So let's find out more about Caroline and listen to some of the songs on her new album, as well as her interpretations and feelings about these tunes. My name is Audie Martello, and welcome to Mostly Folk.
Time, something is wrong. Money is gone. I'm on my own. Can't stay. There's nothing here. It's been a hard, hard year. First month, snows came. Put me in bed. Couldn't work the same. Hard and then I wanna die. So I've got to get back on my feet and prove to myself that I can.
With a cover of a tune written by Graham Nash, Alan Clark, and Tony Hicks, that was Caroline Doctorow with Hard, Hard Year. And Caroline and I had a discussion just a short time ago, and I asked her about her new album and the concept behind it.
It's good talking to you again, and you have a brand new album out. And the name of the album is Dreaming in Vinyl. And let's discuss this album because it has not only some songs that you've written, but a lot of covers. And tell me about the concept.
Sure. And it's nice to be here. The concept came about, I was reading Judy Collins' autobiography, one of them. I think she has several. And she was talking about the recording process and taking 2 weeks to record one vocal. And I didn't really quite exactly have the luxury to do that on this recording, but what it made me want to do is attempt to hold myself to the standards or at least try to hold myself to the standards of the 60s and 70s folk records that we all loved growing up. And a lot of those albums by people such as Judy Collins and Joan Baez and Donovan, very early in their careers, they were quite acoustic-based and simple. But as they advanced, the records became more sort of orchestrated in a beautiful way. One I'm thinking of is Judy Collins' album, In My Life. And so I wanted to try to do that and sort of acknowledge the enormous importance that vinyl LPs were to me growing up.
And vinyl is making a comeback, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah, it's very interesting how these things go in cycles.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm speaking with Caroline Doctorow, and I've spoken to Caroline before, and maybe we should just jump back in time for those that aren't familiar with you or your work. Caroline is, how many albums do you have now?
I think I have 11. This is,
wow.
Yeah, my 11th or 12th. I started quite a long time ago, and I almost wish that I had started earlier, because I finally figured out through the help of watching people like Nancy Griffith and other sort of grassroots-based performers that you didn't really have to sort of try to attain that big record deal in the sky, which back then seemed to be really the only way to do it. Until it finally became apparent that you could kind of do this on your own and that perhaps that was even better. So right now I have 11 records, and I think this is really the first one in this particular style with string arrangements, and it's kind of a 60s pop type of sound, I would say. You know, singer-songwriter with that 60s pop flavor.
Caroline, talk about the first track on the album, the song To Be Here. You say that you wrote this song thinking back on all of the family trips that you took with your parents. Kind of talk about that.
Yeah, sure. My father passed away a year ago in July, and one of the things that really kept flooding through my mind were all the family trips that we took together. And the one that really inspired the song was when my father got a job teaching at the University of Irvine in California, and we moved for a year from our home in New Rochelle, New York, out to Southern California, and we ended up driving in our Ford Country Squire station wagon with my two parents, us three kids, a large dog, and a parakeet. And we had this wonderful journey, and we saw the Grand Canyon and Joshua Tree Monument, and we went to the Dinosaur National Park in Jensen, Utah. You know, and it took a while to get there, but really what struck me looking back is how my parents really lived in the moment, you know, and that's something that I struggle to do with my life. So the song sort of touches, it's been called a travel log song, and I had never heard that term before, but a reviewer called it a travel log song, and it just touches on areas of the country. For instance, it mentions Hickory, North Carolina, and that's where my mother grew up, and it sort of winds around and out west and then comes back to the East Coast and mentions a little sailboat and a cove, which is where my dad, you know, he used to have a little sunfish, and so it sort of ends. But I think the challenge when you're writing about a personal matter is to create a song that people everybody can relate to. So I tried not to be too specific in telling that story, just sort of use a wide brush stroke so that I could hopefully bring the listener in. And a lot of times when I play that song now live, I mention the Ford Country Squire, and it always gets a big laugh because I think a lot of us had those cars when we were kids. Another thing that inspired me to write the song about living in the moment was I was playing up in Woodstock and walked into this little gift shop, and there on the wall was a sign, a little painted sign, which said, "Live like someone left the gate open." And that really helped me. I put that saying into the chorus of the song, but also it struck me as, you know, a nice positive message of trying to live with joy and going toward the things that interest you and, you know, sort of not to make excuses, just go ahead and do it. But I couldn't quite write an entire song just on that phrase, so that sort of became the key point of the chorus, and it all kind of fit together.
I want to ride some lonesome highway way out west, put that old Ford Country Squire to the test, drive until there's nothing left around me, stop when I reach the desert plains they call the Big Empty. And I'm gonna stand by the side of the road where I can see the horizon in every direction, feel the wind and the sun in my hair, so even for a second I'll know what it feels like to be here. South towards the Shenandoah, winding through the Blue Ridge Hills onto the Carolinas, watch a pretty red-winged blackbird fly in a pale blue southern sky, I'll know what it feels like to be here. Someone left the gate open. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow never comes. And I wanna know what it feels like to be here. Hickory Town. Time to rope all the windows down. While the fiddler plays that old time sound, we'll step outside to touch the ground, so I'll know what it feels like to be here. The Northeast Coast, that's the place I love the most. Seaside bonfire, down by the boats. Sailing your sunfish around the coast, and that's how I'll remember you now. So I'll know what it feels like to be here. I'll know what it feels like. Thank you.
talk a bit about growing up and your family. Of course, Caroline is the daughter of E.L. Doctorow, who is quite a well-known author. And was your experience any different than most kids, aside from the fact that you did move at, well, I don't know how many times you moved, but
right.
You talk about this one trip in particular. It sounds kind of like Family Vacation, the Chevy Chase movie.
Right. Yeah, luckily ours went a little bit better than theirs.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably everybody feels their family experience is unique, but certainly with my father being a writer and my mother very supportive of him, my father was quite interested in folk music and approached Joan Baez to write her first autobiography, which is called Daybreak. I'm not sure that people can find it because it's probably out of print. And so at the time that they worked on the book together, my father wasn't a full-time writer yet and was working in publishing, and that was one of the ideas that he brought to the company that he was working for in New York City, which was called the Dial Press. And so through projects like that, and my parents had a little sort of hobby band similar to the Weavers, and my father played banjo and my mother sang and my uncle played the guitar, there was quite a lot of music and arts and, you know, poets and writers and musicians and sort of a constant flow in and out of the house as I grew up. And the other nice thing is that we were just about a half hour north of New York City, so we got to really take advantage of that.
Let's talk about the songs you wrote first, and then we'll talk about some of the covers. That's How I'll Remember You.
Yeah, that's a song I wrote for my dad. It was a little bit of a mountain to climb because I didn't, again, want to get too specific about details about my father's life and, you know, very detailed emotional sort of response to his passing away. So I just tried to write a song that perhaps anyone who's missing someone and, you know, doesn't have them anymore, just tried to write a song that perhaps people could relate to. And the other thing about the song, That's How I'll Remember You, is my father really had a very astute political mind, and he was very left-wing and did so much for his country. And some of what he did for his country was criticize what he thought was unjust and unfair, which is a very patriotic thing to do, even though nowadays it's considered by some to be unpatriotic.
He
really, I think, loved our country and worked hard to make the lives of people better through, you know, writing letters for causes and showing up for causes. The last verse talks about the flag and peace and, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't think it'll be the first song that I write about my dad, but, you know, the last one. But in being the first, I just had to sort of start somewhere. That was my and also I did get a little bit of coaching in that direction from my producer, Pete Kennedy, who, if you're sort of stuck on a word or something in regard to producing the music, he's terrific at pointing you in the right direction without really telling you what to do.
Night wind blows cold, white snow piles high. When the bough of a tall pine bends down to shelter what's inside, that's how I'll remember you. That's how I'll remember you. That's how I'll remember you. There's a tugboat on the stormy river where the white caps hit the shore. It shines a light like a beacon, reflecting back to us our coming good. That's how I'll remember you. That's how I'll remember you. That's how I'll remember you. Look at this old photograph, picturing all of us. We didn't know how happy we were then. With no rocks, no bomb, or earthly strife to keep us from making a better life. When the nation's flag is flying high against a deep blue, peaceful sky. That's how I'll remember you. That's how I'll remember you. That's how I'll remember you.
Tell me, while you're talking about Pete Kennedy, tell me about some of the musicians on the album.
Oh, okay. Well, the main player other than Pete, Pete plays just about every instrument under the sun, and on this record, he played, you know, not only all different kinds of guitars, including electric sitar and acoustic guitars, bass, drums, percussion. He played some keyboard. He sang harmony. He helped write the harmony parts. But he also wrote beautiful string arrangements. And we had a longtime colleague of mine, Chris Tedesco, come in and play the violin parts, which he did a beautiful, beautiful job with. And he got exactly the sound that I wanted, especially in the sixth song on the record, which is called Hard, Hard Year, which is an old Hollies song written by Graham Nash and Alan Clark and Tony Hicks. It has a beautiful string part that comes in kind of in the middle, like a 60s pop-sounding string part. So other than that, it's really truthfully just the three of us on the album. And Pete and I have a studio here. It's called Narrow Lane, and we produce my records and records of a lot of people that are based out where I live in Eastern Long Island, singer-songwriters. And we've been doing that since 2009 when I first met the Kennedys, Pete and Maura, his wife, when I had the idea, or I should say the burning passion, really, is what it was, to record the songbook of Richard and Mimi Farina. And I happened upon the Kennedys, and they turned out to be the perfect match for that particular project. So we just kept going from there.
tries to wrong me. We try the hills of Spain. The roads were open, the company good. We rose where we had lain. You said we'd take our pleasure. Girls with raven curls would ease me of my pain. None of our hours were numbered. We strolled on England's shore. Our steps were anxious, our silences long. We rose by the take my hand in your own. You tried to rule my brain. But London girls with golden curls ease me of my pain. When all of our senses were reeling, we sailed. Our eyes were clouded, our kisses were numb, our time was drawing near. You searched the ashes and searched the cold, searching a common name, while Arabian girls with perfume curls, they ease me of my pain. Sang of lovers as restless as we, who in other rooms did lie, rolling and tumbling all over the night. So why not you and I? You asked me once, you asked me twice, the answer was never. To roaming, we left our tales untold. Our loads were lighter, our burdens were few, our time was growing old. If nothing was ventured,
definitely lucked out there, I'd have to say.
Yeah, I agree.
having gotten into that situation,
right,
with the Kennedys. Now the songs that you chose. Now let's talk about some of those songs and maybe why you chose them. The covers that you do on the album.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. The second tune is Sunday Morning, and that one was sort of in a way the roadmap for the whole album, in that I heard Susanna Hoff and Matthew Sweet do a version of that song, and I really hadn't been that familiar with Lou Reed's version in the Velvet Underground. Lou Reed wrote it along with John Cale, and so that was the first song that we tried. It took a long time to get it right, and a long time for me to contribute something that hadn't already been, you know, done on that tune. But it's a beautiful, dreamy, sort of a little bit melancholy, but a little bit hopeful, song, a little bit of paranoia in there, all rolled into this really folk pop 60s sound, which you almost can't even avoid when you record that song because the way the melody is structured and, you know, the lyrics.
By my side, early dawning, Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you, there's always someone around you will call. If nothing
love the song The Dangling Conversation, which is written by Paul Simon, and I'm very proud of our version of it. I sort of had a version that Joan Baez did on her album called Joan years ago, and mine certainly echoes hers, probably for the fact that I wore out the grooves in the vinyl album. You know, and you sort of get into this I don't really know what you would call it. You can't, like, get yourself out of that vocal pattern because it's ingrained.
It's a still life watercolor of an now late afternoon. As the sun shines through the curtain lace and shadows wash the room, we sit and drink our coffee, couched in our indifference like shells upon the shore. You can hear the ocean roar in the dangling conversation, superficial sight, a borders of Ireland. And you read your Emily Dickinson, and I'm Ira Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers to measure what we've lost. Like a poem poorly written, verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated time. And the dangling conversation, and the superficial sex, the borders of our speak of things that matter in words that must be said. Can analysis be worthwhile? Is the theater really dead? And how the room has softly faded. I can only kiss your shadow. I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now. Lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial signs, the borders of our
Abraham, Martin, and John is a song that I always love, and I like doing songs that are sort of about positive social change, you know, and I feel, since, you know, I'm not I don't have an astute political mind, and so singing these songs of protest is, a way that I can contribute, and certainly another reason why I love folk music. And that song has been recorded many, many times, but it's just so appealing and so beautiful and so true that I think, you know, really anyone can record it and add something to it just in the singing of it.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend Martin. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday soon. It's gonna be one.
From her album Dreaming in Vinyl, that was Caroline Doctorow. And I am speaking with Caroline, and I want to remind you that the entire playlist for this program will be available if you go to mostlyfolk.org, look up the interview with Caroline, and check the little box that says episode info, and there you'll find the total playlist for the program today. Simply because I'm not identifying all of the songs after each song because of the interview with Caroline. Let's continue on.
And Time Passes Slowly, written by Bob Dylan, is a sort of obscure Dylan song, and I think it might have appeared on his New Morning album years ago. And my version sort of echoes Judy Collins' version, although ours is a little bit different than hers. But you wouldn't even really think of it as a Bob Dylan song if you didn't know that he wrote it. It's just so different than a lot of his other things, which is, and it's wonderful to have a new album out with a Dylan song right now, because we're all celebrating him.
Slowly up here in the mountains, we sit beside bridges and walk beside fountains, catch the wild fishes that float through the stream. Time passes slow when you're lost in a dream. Once I had a sweetheart who was fine and good looking. We sat in the kitchen while my mama was cooking, and stared out the window to the stars high above. Time passes slowly when you're searching. Thank you. so slowly up here in the daylight. We stare straight ahead and try so hard to stay right. Like the red rose of summer that blooms in the day. Time passes slowly and then fades away. Ain't no reason to go and awaken.
Will never come again. They're just so extraordinary.
Yep.
And after Hard, Hard Year, I did a take on Randy Newman's I Think It's Going to Rain Today. And that was just pure coincidence. I was upstate in a little antique-y sort of secondhand shop, and it was a really rainy day, but like a nice rainy day. And they had a radio, like an old-fashioned radio, on this table right by the entrance, and this song came on the station, and I just remembered how gorgeous it is and how beautiful. And
one of my favorite songs. I just, you know, it just evokes such a mood.
Get down the street, that's no way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness overflowing, and I think it's gone.
And then Turquoise by Donovan is literally the first song I ever learned how to play on guitar. You can sort of get through the song with an A chord and an E chord, if you're so inclined. And that's another one that I remember hearing on one of Joan Baez's albums. And it's just a sweet little love song with beautiful poetry and language and a beautiful melody, just sort of a simple song.
Your smile beams like sunlight on the gull's wing, and the leaves dance and play after you. Take my hand and hold it as you would a flower. Take care with my heart, oh darling, she's made of glass. Your eyes feel like silence resting on me, and the birds cease to sing when you ride easy, your fairy stallion you have mounted. Take care how you fly.
And then other than my originals, I took part in a Beatles, I think, was it a 40th or 50th anniversary of the Ed Sullivan Show? I can't remember. But Across the Universe was the song that I sang in this theater show, and it took me a few months to get it right and to learn it. And I, before the theater show, I played it out at my own gigs just to make sure that I knew what I was doing and that I could sing it without thinking about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people seem to like it, and it's a profound song, and it was written by John Lennon, one of the only songs he ever wrote as sort of a commission, that someone asked him to write a song I think it was either for Earth Day or some kind of conservation group. And it, I guess people can interpret it their own ways, but to me it expresses all the different emotions that can sort of run through your mind in a second, minute, hour, or a day, sort of about the human condition. It's sort of filled with sorrow, and it's also filled with joy. And when we do play that song live, people sure do sing along with that, you know. It just brings a wonderful feeling of community.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
How will people get a hold of this album?
My website is just plain and simple, CarolineDoctorow.com. And in terms of the album being available for people, it's in all the usual outlets, iTunes probably being the most accessible. It's also on Amazon, and the physical copy of the CD, you can buy that at CD Baby, or you can just come to one of my shows, or you could always write to me through my website if anyone has any questions. Oh, and later, November 11th, there's a great benefit show that I'm doing in Okemah, Oklahoma. It's called the Women of Woody Fest, and it's to benefit the Woody Guthrie Coalition. That's November 11th in Okemah. And so if people are interested in sort of 60s and 70s folk in an orchestrated manner, sort of a 60s folk pop type of sound, then I think Dreaming in Vinyl might appeal to them, because I think a lot of folks remember how important listening to vinyl was, and you really got to feel as if you knew a lot of these artists, even though you really only knew of them through their recordings.
Now, you know, it's interesting in speaking about vinyl, because, like I said, a lot of people are putting out vinyl records again. And I'll ask you this. Did you think about doing that, putting it out on a vinyl? Because, you know, you talk about vinyl so much.
I think that we are going to have a few copies manufactured in vinyl.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah. You know, the CD is really kind of universal now, and I didn't want to exclusively just press vinyl, because then it wouldn't be accessible to so many people. So it's really just a turn of phrase, you know, in regard to that emotion that I had, and that probably a lot of other people had as well.
Okay.
It's sort of a nod to those 60s vinyl LPs.
We don't even know how long CDs are going to be around, in all honesty. They're not putting out, at least Apple isn't making computers with a CD slot anymore.
Right.
And they told me that people aren't using CDs. You know, everything is going digital now, so who knows what's going to evolve.
It's really
yet.
A shame, because then there's nothing to hold in your hand.
Exactly. It's sort of like books. I don't know if it will ever go away, but, you know, look, we don't have cassettes anymore, do we? I mean, we have them, but how many
nothing
people? I have a basement wall filled with cassettes.
Wow.
That, you know, I had purchased over the years. And, you know, these little cassette tapes. And we don't play the cassette player anymore.
Wow.
So I could probably hook it up, but I never threw it away. But nobody listens to that anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe CDs will go that route. Who knows?
I think they probably will.
There's a tendency maybe for them to stick around a little longer, simply because not everybody has access to computers and things like that.
Yeah, and also people want to purchase something when they go hear you, although I guess they can eventually purchase just a little sort of hard drive. I don't know exactly what the term is, you know, that you plug into your computer.
Now the cars that they're making don't have CD players in them anymore. They're all digital stuff and satellite and, shows like this will fortunately be around because...
and you're really good at using all the avenues.
I try to use as many avenues as possible, because that's really the way it's going. Even terrestrial radio may not be around forever, because you could get so much off of satellite now, and now that they're putting satellite in the cars... You can pick and choose what you want. You can pick a podcast and listen to an interview like this while you're driving somewhere, and pick what you want whenever you want it. And it seems to me that we're going that route as opposed to terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
Where it will wind up.
I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Mostly Folk, and I'm speaking with Caroline Doctorow, whose new album, Dreaming in Vinyl, is available right now. And I thought that we've played the entire album, and I'll jump back to fill in the rest of the program to some of the songs from Caroline's previous albums. And if you want to find the information on that, don't forget, go to mostlyfolk.org, and the entire playlist for this episode will be posted right there. So let's take a listen to some of Caroline's other songs.
Darkness seldom lies. The wind upon the house.
Hi, this is Caroline Doctorow, and you're listening to Artie Motello's Mostly Folk, podcasting all over the world and available on iTunes, Mixcloud, TuneIn Radio, RadioSatellite.co, and always at MostlyFolk.org.
The sun is finally rising in the sky overhead. The ghosts along the roadside now lay dead. I've been on the road since late last night, like an outlaw on the run. For a while my way is lighted by the sun. 18 miles to Northfield, one more town along the line. I wish I knew how far to go to leave the pain behind. You said you need your freedom now to wander as you please, to take what life may hand you at your ease. So live your life to find your road, I'll follow this white line. I hope you find your freedom just as empty as mine. 18 miles to Northfield, one more town along the line. I wish I knew how far to go to leave the pain behind. My friends say I'm mistaken going on the road this way. They say to use my patience and to stay. They tell me it's a sign for sure that you come to say hello. The only sign I see tells me 18 miles to go. 18 miles to Northfield, one more town along the line. I wish I knew how far to go. Leave the pain behind. To leave the pain behind. Thank you. walk in the sun. And I'm one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind. It's a restless, hungry feeling. It don't mean no one no good. When everything I'm saying, you can say it just as good. You were right from your side, but I was right from mine. And I'm one too many mornings and a thousand.
Anyhow, Caroline, it was great talking to you again. And,
great talking with you.
Great success with this album. I certainly hope people latch on to it. There's so many great songs that many of us know and love, along with fantastic musicians and Caroline Doctorow. Have a great day, Caroline.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you have it. Once again, Caroline Doctorow, her album Dreaming in Vinyl, and you can find out all about Caroline at her website, carolinedoctorow.com, and you'll get all sorts of information about her. I thought we'd finish up the program today. Amazingly, when I'm recording this program, it's the end of October, Halloween time, and if you go into any of the stores in my community, or I would imagine in most communities, you will find they are putting up the Christmas decorations already. And I thought we'd close the program today with one of Caroline's songs, which of course is appropriate for this time of year. Here's Caroline Doctorow.
By the time I got to Canaan, the snow was falling on the lake. Silver bells were hanging from the streetlights. Holly in the window, home is where my heart goes. Presents underneath the tree, but none of them from you to me. Snowflakes ask when you'll be back. The moon says where you've been. It looks like Christmas. It looks like Christmas. But it doesn't feel like Christmas without you. By the time I got to Chatham, the snow was drifting 3 feet high. Candy canes and sugar plums were dancing. Wood smoke filled the cold night air. Reindeer smile on a Christmas day, with eyes that sparkle just like your eyes. The reindeer asks, when you'll be back. The moon says where you've been. It looks like Christmas. It looks like Christmas. But it doesn't feel like Christmas without you. Some of us are here in spirit, some of us have passed on. Some of us have not arrived and are waiting to be born. I count my blessings till I long to hear your sky was filled with stars. If I look up, will I find you there? There's a snowman in the yard with a hat and coal for eyes. He looks just like the one we made last year when you were still alive. The snowman asks when you'll be back. The moon says where you've been. It looks like Christmas. It looks like Christmas. But it doesn't feel like Christmas without you. Some of us are here in spirit. Some of us have passed on. Some of us have not arrived. Some of us are waiting to be born. Some of us are here in spirit. Some of us have passed on. Some of us have not arrived. Some of us are waiting to be born.
Once again, I want to thank Caroline Doctorow for joining me today, and I want to thank you for listening to the program. Don't forget that Mostly Folk is always available at mostlyfolk.org, and you'll find lots of interesting information there, as well as links to all of the sources for Mostly Folk. And I hope you subscribe or follow Artie Martello on Mixcloud, and that, of course, will link you right into Mostly Folk, and you'll get an email every time Mostly Folk publishes. But you don't have to listen. It's just an email, and it's a heck of a lot better than those emails that you get every single day trying to lure you into some sort of scam or some sort of political contribution or what have you. So thanks again for listening. I hope to see you next time right back here on Mostly Folk.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.